You're listening to SBS News.
Some days, Mahesh Warren Melvajunam has to decide between eating or paying the rent. A professional chef in Australia for almost 10 years, COVID left him unemployed and facing poverty.
When I lost my job, I had to choose between paying for the rent, buying food or other bills. It was a very difficult time and I struggled a lot.
His temporary protection visa meant he was ineligible for the government safety nets of Job Seeker or Job Keeper, and his savings were all spent on surviving. Now he's competing with thousands of others for work.
I'm still struggling to live a normal life. I haven't got my job back. I don't have money for food or even to buy clothes.
New data from the Refugee Council says 60% of their asylum seeker clients lost work due to COVID, and as a result, over 70% are now going without regular meals. The council's Rebecca Eckard says their figures on accommodation show 88% of clients couldn't pay their rent, with 14% already experiencing homelessness.
They've been enduring this for over 10 months now. It's just not sustainable into the next year, and they need some kind of intervention to be able to remain safe.
Around 1,500 people rely on food from the Asylum Seeker Centre in Sydney every fortnight. CEO Francis Rush says a further 5,000 need other types of support, like accommodation and rental assistance.
We've been in existence, the Asylum Seeker Centre in Sydney, for 27 years. Never have we seen this amount of need. Always, up until about 2018, there was some support provided by federal government. But through this pandemic, no support.
She says government assertions that the recession is over don't include the 100,000 people left behind due to their visa status.
People have a sense of, we've got through this. But what you're looking at is people were not included in the safety net in the first place.
Jesuit Refugee Services says it's experienced a 260% increase in requests for food since March. The group's Maeve Brown says it's left many families surviving on charity this Christmas.
Just on our food bank list alone, there's about 350 children. If you've got families who are constantly moving because they're not able to afford their rent, or they're being evicted even though there had been moratoriums on evictions. It's a very unstable environment for kids.
The demand for services at the Cabrini Asylum Seeker and Refugee Health Hub have increased twofold since the beginning of the pandemic. Dr. Gillian Singleton says she is seeing adults with mental health issues and children with illnesses related to malnutrition and vitamin deficiencies.
Children can present with physical development issues as a consequence of not having the adequate breadth of nutrition that they need.
The Social Services Minister Anne Rusden says the government provided $200 million to boost more than 300 charities this year. A spokesperson from her office told SBS these services are available to everyone in Australia who is in need, regardless of their visa status, and additional support will continue to be provided as demand requires it. But charities say the situation for asylum seekers is getting worse, and government intervention is needed to ensure asylum seekers survive the COVID recession. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby Dinham, SBS News.